Your Autolite dealer presents your favorite friends from Gasoline Alley.
Hold it, Wilmer. Hold it till I get this phone.
Okay, Skeezix.
Wallet and Bobble Garage. Skeezix Wallet speaking.
What's that?
Why, yes, sir. I think we can fix it. We can fix anything that runs on four wheels.
Sure.
We'll be waiting for you right here in Gasoline Alley.
Yes, the whole Gasoline Alley gang is on hand, just as you find them every day in more than 100 great newspapers from coast to coast. In this episode, the slippery Mr. Chigger slips over a fast one. But first, a word from the friendly Autolite dealer in your own hometown. And now, Gasoline Alley. Like most average American men, Skeezix and his partner, Wilmer Bobble, are willing to leave culture and the finer things of life to their wives. For instance, right now, the boys are working on an auto repair job, and they're also working on an alibi, which they hope will keep them from attending a learned lecture.
Hand me that distributor, Ed Wilmer.
Sure. Here you are.
Now, don't forget, when Niner drives by, we're busy.
Sure, up to our neck.
Only what?
This ignition job is almost finished. What are we busy doing?
Well, you've got to help fix and start with that engine overhaul.
They don't need me on that, Skeezix. I'd be in the way.
You want to go to a lecture on culture?
Oh, I guess Fix and Sarge do need me plenty. But what'll you be doing?
Well, that's simple. I've got to get down to the finance company and pay off the last note on the tow truck. Boy, am I glad we've got the $200.
I meant to talk to you about that $200, Skeezix. You see, yesterday...
I gave it to you to take to the bank, didn't I?
Oh, sure. Only on the way to the bank.
Hold it, Wilmer. Hiya, Nina.
Hi, boys. Ready to go to the lecture?
Jessica
told me to pick you up, too,
Wilmer. Gosh, Nina, I've got to help Vince and Sarge on a job.
Yeah, Nina, and I've got to get down to the finance company right away.
Oh, Skeezix, now you know you can get away. The lecture's all about early American arts and crafts.
Well, I'm sorry, Nina, but I can't afford to take the time.
But, Skeezix, it isn't time wasted. Like our last lecturer said, culture always pays off.
Yeah, but if I don't go down and pay off the finance company, they'll take our tow truck. Then where would the garage be?
Yeah, where would it be?
Oh, all right, darn it. I'll go by myself.
Have a good time, Nina. Gosh, aren't women silly? Culture always pays off.
Wouldn't we look silly sitting there soaking up culture's two up and coming businessmen like us?
Speaking of business, I'd better get down to the finance company.
Oh, about that $200, Peter. On the way to the bank yesterday, see, I had a chance to make a big deal.
Wilmer, wait a minute. That money is every penny we've got.
Now, there's nothing to worry about, Peter. No, sir. We'll get our money back today. We'll double it. We'll triple it. And for once, we outsmart Chigger.
Chigger? Don't tell me he's in this. Chiggers is a crook.
Sure, but he's a dumb crook.
Wilmer, if you've lost that $200, we're ruined. How can you run a garage without a tow truck?
Well, I tell you, we're going to make money, Skeezix. Plenty. Your old Uncle Wilmer's no dope.
What is this big deal?
Well, you remember old Colonel Castle died not long ago?
Sure, he was the richest man in town.
And he left four cars almost brand new. Somehow, Chigger's got an inside track with the people who are settling the estate, see? For the $200, he agreed to deliver to us one of the cars Colonel Castle left.
But we've worked on those cars. Any one of them would sell for better than $1,000.
That's what I'm telling you. We'll triple our money, at least. Boy, I wonder which one of the cars we'll get. One of the big sedans or the town car.
Yeah, and there's a big maroon convertible. Only I'm still worried, Wilmer.
Why, I tell you, your old Uncle Wilmer will make you a rich man. We're on our way.
Hey, what's that?
Yeah, with the look of that thing coming down the street. Never see anything like it?
Sure, it was in an old picture album of Uncle Walt.
It looks like one of the electric waters he used to have before we were born, doesn't it?
Hey, Wilmer, it's turning in here.
Look, a dinky little coupe with solid rubber tires.
Yeah, and instead of a steering wheel, it's got a filler.
It's Chiggers. Wilmer, I don't feel well at all.
Well, fellas, what do you think of her?
Chiggers, what is that thing?
She's an automobile, an electric coupe. She was one of the hottest things on wheels back in 1980. Still runs, too. I just drove her by the bank and cashed our check for 200 smacks.
What are you going to do with it, Chiggers?
Me? I'm turning it over to you. You paid for it.
Now, wait a minute. I'm sure this is one of your dirty tricks. I hope, but if it is.
Tricks? This deal is in writing, all legal items.
But our agreement said one of the cars from the castle was safe. I've never seen it so.
Can I help it if it's been in the loft of Colonel Castle's garage for the last 40 years? Well, fellas, she's all yours. All $200 worth.
What will be ruined? Chiggers, where are you going?
Spread the news. This is too good to keep. See in the funny papers, fellas.
Well, Wilmer, there goes your big deal.
But we're ruined. We'll lose the tow truck, and if the story gets out, we'll be the laughing stock in the town.
Chiggers will see to it that the story gets out. Wait a minute. Wilmer, I may have an idea.
Jesus, what are you going to do?
Wait and see. Maybe we may have one chance in a million.
Now back to Gasoline Alley. It is now late afternoon, and Peasix has had a very disturbing call from the finance company.
Well, that's what Mr. Grover said, Wilmer. Said he was sorry, but if we couldn't pay the $200, he'd have to take the tow truck.
And all my fault, too, darn it. Hey, Steve, look at a story in the paper.
Yeah? What does it say?
Listen. Local garage man by 1908 auto may turn hopes into cash.
Well, I'll be darned.
Steve, listen to this. One auto expert who declined to be identified said the old electric auto sold to Wallet and Bobble as a hoax may be worth a small fortune as an antique. Did you hear that? Well, now, I guess I'm not such a dope after all.
Wilmer, hide that paper quick. Here comes Chiggers. Hide the paper.
Okay.
Now, listen, don't you say anything. Let me handle this.
Sure, but I don't get it. I don't
know. Well, fellas, old pals. How are you, huh?
We don't want anything to do with you, Chiggers, so get out of here.
Oh, now, listen now, fellas. Listen, can't you take a joke? have you seen the late afternoon paper?
No, I haven't seen it, Chiggers, but I don't want anything to do with you, so get out.
Oh, now, fellas, you don't think I really meant to stick you with that old piece of junk over there, do you? That was just a joke.
So you took our $200, didn't you?
Oh, surely you don't think I meant to keep it. Why, that wouldn't be honest. Look, I brought your $200 back. I'll give it to you and take the car.
Let him get away with that, Steve.
Wilmer. Wait, Steve. Wilmer's right. I ought to pay something for pulling a trick on you, so I'll make it, $250.
No, Steve, if we can get more.
Okay. So, make it $300.
I don't want to make any money off your tricks, Chiggers. Just give us our $200 and we'll call it quits.
Well, all right. If that's the way you want it. Here you are. The $200.
Now take your old car and get out of here.
Sure. But I gotta have one more laugh. Look. You see this story in the paper?
I told you about that story,
Jesus. And look what it says. This old electric buggy is worth a small fortune.
Now, I've got another laugh for you, Chiggers. I gave that story to the paper.
Huh? You? It's a trick. I don't believe it.
Call the star and ask them if you don't believe me.
I will call the star. I know Mr. Green, the editor. Hello, operator. 613, please.
So that's the reason you let him buy it back, huh, Skeezer?
Sure, and the story's honest, too. I told Mr. Green it may be worth a small fortune. I didn't say it was.
Hello, Mr. Green. This is Chiggers. Listen, that story about the 1908 electric auto. Did Skeezer's wallet pull it in?
Oh.
And you
Did he check it with anybody else? Thank you, Jim.
All right, fellas. You got me this time, but there will be another time.
Wait a minute, Chiggers. Aren't you forgetting something?
Forgetting what? The electric auto you just bought back. If you leave it here, we'll charge you storage.
Sure. You drive it through the streets now and see who laughs at who.
I don't want the old thing. You can have it. I give it to you.
We don't want to give us anything, Chiggers. Of course, if you want to leave it here, we'll give you $5 for it. As junk,
five. I paid 25 at the Castle Estate. All right. Give me the five.
Here.
Here you are.
Peter, I read the story in the paper about you and Mill Wilmer making a small fortune on the old car, and it's wonderful.
Look, Nina, it isn't
now,
really.
I can have the first
The story isn't true, Nina. You see,
yes, she explained it to her.
But it is true, Peter. I checked on it.
You what?
Sure. I showed the story to Professor Calloway. He's a lecturer on American arts and crafts. He called a museum in Detroit, and they're willing to pay you more than $1,000.
$1,000?
Look, Nina, the next time there's a lecture on culture, let me know, will you? That culture really does pay off.
Your Gasoline Alley friends will be back in just a moment. But now, a message from your local auto light dealer. And now, a word about the next adventure in Gasoline Alley.
Jesus, I tell you, we don't dare fix Margie's car.
Well, we got to fix it. After all, her father's our best customer.
Sure, but Margie's a loafer, and her father thinks she's a loafer with you.
Thank you.